Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:19 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is March 11th. Well, today we saw that the majority of stock markets either held on to yesterday's impressive gains or improved upon them. For example, we had the OMX in Sweden, which has been one of the better relative performers in the European area, up over 2.5 or almost 2.5%. So improving on that very impressive upward dynamic that we saw yesterday, the FTSE was down about 0.5%, and the rest of Europe was more or less unchanged. Very similar story for Wall Street, and the Nasdaq was up about 1%. What we continue to see is that sentiment remains extremely bearish, that people are looking at this market and saying, well, things were a bit oversold, and maybe these markets are going to rally up to the lower side of their ranges. And that is really where the next big question is going to be asked. We, on markets where we did have that break, that downward break, such as a good part of Europe or in the USA, then people are going to start looking at the lower side of the previous range and say, well, that's the first area of potential support, or prior support, it could be future resistance, and that's where they'll start looking to short any nascent rally. We're not there quite yet. I'd say one of the markets that is closest is the DAX. 4,000 was the big number there, and it's at 3,914 right now. So there is still a lot of disbelief out there, but I suppose rule of thumb from the chart seminar is that you back the last dynamic, and the last dynamic was most definitely upwards yesterday. Is this a significant low? It's certainly a low of short-term significance, potentially medium-term significance, and if other things start to fall into place, it could be longer-term significance. Just too early to say right now beyond the very short term. What we can say with confidence is that if markets are going to reaffirm their downtrends, they would need to take out the most recent lows. So we can give the upside the benefit of the doubt in the short term, and people are going to start asking questions once more when they start approaching the lower side of those ranges. But what about those markets that did not break on the downside? Because there are still quite a few of those, particularly in Asia and in Latin America. Well, considering that a large number of Asian markets only made marginal new lows, if new lows at all, then we are looking for the potential that they could be rallying towards the upper side of their ranges. And if that this is to continue, and if this rally has anything more than the legs of a couple of days, then we could see markets such as China finding support above this 2000 level and holding towards the upper side of this range, or potentially even breaking upwards. So it is all to play for here. But let's have a look at some of the things that, if we are now seeing a little bit more interest in stock markets, then yesterday we had the dollar getting quite weak, and then it recouped its entire loss towards the end of the day on the dollar index. But today it's down over a full point, down to below 88 again. It's off its lows slightly and closing below or close to yesterday's lows. So we're getting a little bit of a rounding around on the dollar index. And when you look at it when you look at the dollar versus a couple of other currencies, we are starting to see evidence that there is a top developing for the dollar, but it is still in its development stages, and there is still potential for the dollar to push on the upside if we see that this nascent stock market rally runs out of steam quickly. I don't think that is likely to be the case, and I think that this does look like a top for the dollar. When we look at it, versus the Swiss franc, for example, we see that we have a rounding characteristic, which we saw that key day reversal a month ago. Markets have ranged below the high on that day for the last month, and we are getting a rounding around characteristic, which does suggest that the dollar is topping out against the Swiss franc, against the yen. It is continuing to strengthen, but the yen has weakened quite considerably versus other currencies. So the yen, being that other safe haven that people look at, has been weakening quite considerably over the last month. Gold has come back from that $1,000 level. It's fallen, it fell on almost consecutive days down to $900, and we're getting a little bit more two-way action around this $900 level, and gold is around 907 as of the close. Silver was a bit firmer in here today, as was platinum. There is certainly interest in these precious metals, and while they may weaken because of competition from other asset classes as we see a bounce, there is still significant interest in the precious metals as a safe haven and as a real store of value relative to fiat currencies, where there does seem to be a competitive drive to find the bottom. We also look at the euro, and the euro was a bit stronger in here today, and it is pressuring the progression of lower highs, which has been evident for much of the last 2 months. Of course, if we see that progression of lower highs getting taken out, particularly if it was on a dynamic basis, then we can say with a lot more confidence that the dollar is topping out in this area, or the euro bottoming. So there is a lot of action in these currency markets, but particularly since the dollar has been so remarkably consistent with a progression of higher lows and such a high degree of confidence being put in it, and it being referred to as a safe haven, or in fuller money, with that safe haven has inverted commas around it, because the US is the epicenter of global risk, and it is very difficult to make a fundamental case beyond the momentum trade for the dollar. And if that momentum trade is running out of steam, then one of the reasons for holding the dollar, the main one in the fa that being that it was going upwards, is being removed, and they could come back quite sharply. That money could then get started getting filtered into some of these other asset classes. The industrial metals are also worthy of mention because they led the resources bull market from 2002 to 2003, and they are on the upper side of their ranges in a number of cases. Primarily, we have lead and copper testing the upper side of their ranges. Copper broke upwards, so did lead. They have both pulled back a little bit in here today, but they're well off their lows. And certainly some interest being shown in that area. Whether you trade industrial metals or not, they are worth keeping an eye on, because if we do start to see some relative strength coming through in the industrial metal complex, then the argument that we are closer to the bottom of this cycle would be strengthened. So certainly ones to keep an eye on. So this leaves us very much in the situation that we have seen a low in stock markets. The government bonds that we saw such speculation last week that the Bank of England was out there buying gilts, and there was the possibility that the US Treasury were going to do the same. But beyond a couple of days' rally, gilts have held their gain, but they haven't improved upon it. And the other government bond markets have not pushed upwards to new high ground. They're already remarkably high. And the US Treasuries, beyond that upward dynamic that we saw last week, they came off a bit. They're up a bit in here today. It does look like now we have another lower high, and a move above 127.5 would be needed to break that progression of lower highs from that high all the way up there at 142, which does feel like a long way away when markets are currently trading below 126 on the 30-year. The government bond markets do look like they're ripe for a major pullback outside of the US. They've already had a big pullback, and the Treasury markets led on the upside. They could easily be leading on the downside. So I am wary of projecting these markets to rally very much further on the upside, beyond, of course, where there is massive speculation that central banks are active on buying these things. But given the fact that the Bank of England, if they are in fact buying beyond talking about it, are actually in there buying, they had a couple of days on the upside, they've held the bid, but it doesn't look like we're going to see these things push up in a very dynamic fashion. So it is going to be very interesting to see what happens with these government bond prices, because people remain very fearful of shorting a market where central banks are talking about buying. But I think the central banks are going to have the wind against them because they are issuing vast amounts of paper, and people will start to ask the question whether we really want to be lending to these central banks if they need it so, they need our money so remarkably badly. With that, I think I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.